Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the weekend of Friday, July 29th, 2022. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. It's during our 27th year covering the latest in consumer tech. And I always like to say that certainly includes things like gadgets and gizmos, all kinds of products and services, websites and apps, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We thank you for tuning in. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
You know, we forgot to remind our audience about last hour, and we never forget this. It's important every single week.
What's that?
The two important things we remind them about.
Oh, to check your backup and your spam filters or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Whatever the or something is, don't forget to do it.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. But it is important to back up your important data. Yeah. Including off-site. That might be the cloud, it might be grandma's house, whatever. Put some important data elsewhere, your office if you're back to work in an office, that kind of thing. And check your spam filter. You'll be surprised what's still there. I don't think I found anything odd this past week, but I remember last week there were two legit emails. Wondered why I hadn't heard back from some of these people. Oh, there they were. They ended up in spam. Don't know why, but spam filters have gotten extra aggressive lately. So especially if you've participated on the program, be sure to check your spam filter, because we've had reports of people saying Graveline.com emails, which is our email server, they found in their spam filter. Good heavens. If you're signing up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter, you're going to get an opt-in email that says, are you sure? Click here, because we don't spam anybody. You got to click there, but then watch for that email to come in. And then voila, you're in. We got some tech news and commentary, and then we got a call from Nolan in Texas with some issue that I hope we can help with.
He's wondering about starting a podcast.
Oh, we can certainly help him with that.
Yes, we can.
Oh, very good. So stay tuned for that.
The city of Coral Gables, Florida, just down the road from us here, has launched a program that deploys drones to monitor large crowds and quickly respond to 911 emergency calls before first responders are even able to arrive.
I like that idea.
The city tested the program during its 4th of July celebration, according to local news reports.
Wait, they were doing this while people were shooting off fireworks?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, boy.
During an emergency call, security services company Bond deploys a drone to the scene to quickly assess the situation.
James Bond.
Yeah, be it a fire or potential criminal activity, for example, and to help intervene or identify suspects if needed. This is according to Bond founder and CEO Doron Kempel, who said that the drones can respond to a call within a 12-square-mile radius within 2 to 3 minutes. Kempel said many U.S. cities only need a single drone to service the city, costing upwards of $50,000 a month for 24/7 service.
A month?
Yeah.
Wow. So is that what Coral Gables is paying? Of course, they can afford it.
Yeah, apparently. So I'm just glad I'm not living in Coral Gables.
Wow. But what a great idea, because frequently you can't get an officer or fire or something like that to respond within 2 minutes. I mean, hopefully you can, but don't count on it. But if you've got a spot where you're launching a drone somewhere mid-city that can go any direction, anywhere, very quickly, that's pretty cool. And then you get live feeds that you can then share with police and fire responding and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I like that idea.
Especially because then, you know, the police will know what they're walking into before they get there.
Sure.
And they can be prepared.
Yeah. Wow. And again, as a former police officer, that would have been so helpful. course, I was a cop back in the day when they didn't even have airplanes, let alone drones. So, mm-hmm. not true.
Yeah.
So, anti-social media Twitter blamed Elon Musk in its second quarter earnings report. Twitter actually reported a decline in its revenue, get this, of $1.18 billion, down from $1.19 billion in 2021. Those earnings, they say, went down because of the ongoing Elon Musk acquisition saga.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know how he would have had time to do all that, because apparently he was too busy having an affair with the Google co-founder's wife or something.
That's what we hear. Now, is that just anti-social media rumor, or is it accurate?
Because both Musk and Sergey Brin's wife have come out against it, but
yeah.
Of course you'd expect them to.
Well, true. And Sergey allegedly sold all the stock he had in any Elon Musk company the minute he heard that.
Yeah, so it could be true. We'll see.
Could very well be true.
I wouldn't put that past Elon.
No, me either. While I think he's a genius, he's also getting himself in trouble frequently.
Yeah.
So who knows? And yeah, you're right. I think they would have both denied it. That's not a surprise.
Uh-huh.
But did it happen? Does somebody have proof? Somebody have pictures or something? I mean, that's going to be interesting.
If there's pictures, I'm sure they'll be on the internet soon.
Yeah, probably. on Twitter, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Elon Musk, according to reports, there's now a dedicated Tesla line at a U.S.-Mexico border crossing a few miles from Laredo, Texas.
Well, that's not fair. Wait, do we have a dedicated Acura line for my vehicle?
Well, Bloomberg reports that Elon Musk's firm struck a deal with one of Mexico's most pro-business states, but the details of the deal are unclear. Ivan Rivas, the economy minister of Nuevo León, told Bloomberg that it was a simple incentive. What we want is a crossing that's much more expedited and efficient, and maybe there will be a lane for other companies in the future like there is for Tesla.
So I don't see how they can get away with that. That's not fair.
Well, it's Mexico. I guess things are different.
Oh, that's true. It's not on the American.
Right, this is going into Mexico from the U.S.
Please, going into Mexico. Yeah, you don't even wait in line.
Yeah, well, but now I guess if you're driving a Tesla, there's a dedicated line. You get through right away.
That's kind of funny. I'll never forget having a rental car, not being allowed to leave the country. I think it was not even allowed to leave the state. I rented a car in San Diego. I not only left the state, I left the country. Drove around Tijuana for a while. And then got lost and had to look for El Puerto. And finally got back. Yeah, I was all by myself, but it was an adventure.
I remember renting a car in San Francisco, and I had to sign same thing saying I wasn't going to leave the country. I'm like, you know how many hours I'd have to drive to leave the country from San Francisco?
True. Nolan in Henderson, Texas, listens to our free Into Tomorrow podcast. Welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Dave and Chris. I just wanted to see what you might think about me as a dog trainer and a guy that's had a lot of experience in radio in the past doing a podcast regarding dog training. I have the Focusrite unit and have a good condenser microphone, and I just want to know how I can get a good software that allows me to do the EQ properly without me hooking up the old-time voice processor and stuff. And then I want to do the podcast, and you guys have given some good recommendations on that. And thank you for bringing us all this great stuff every week.
Well, thank you for listening, and be sure to sign up if you haven't already, everyone, for our free podcast. Nolan, it sounds great. Lots of people have dogs. You may find an audience, and with the hardware you already have, your investment will be minimal. Now, in terms of software, there are options, of course. Podcasts are not very complicated, so you don't need super powerful software like we do as broadcasters. We use Adobe Audition, which is powerful software and does require a license, but it may be overkill for just a podcast unless you successfully monetize it. Still, if you don't mind spending the $21 monthly fee, it will get you everything you need and much more.
Yeah, if you're using a Mac, lots of podcasters start off with GarageBand, which is free,
mm-hmm.
And it's included with your OS. It can do multiple tracks, and it's easy enough to use without much, if any, research. If you wanted to go with a more professional-level solution on a Mac, you could look at Logic Pro, but it is definitely more than you need. The only advantage of something like Logic Pro is that you can spend $200 and keep using it rather than having to pay an eternal subscription like Adobe asks for.
An eternal one. Yeah. Now, regardless of what OS you're using, if you want something free, powerful, and something that will remind you of what software user interfaces looked like back in 1996, You can use Audacity. Now, Audacity is free and open software. It's been around for a very, very long time. It includes lots of filters, automatic silence elimination. It can automatically lower the volume on other tracks when you speak and bring it back up when you stop speaking. You can drop markers in the form of what they call labels and more. Overall, it's very capable free software, but it is clunkier than commercial software.
And some hosting platforms offer their own basic online editing tools. You might as well take a look at these and see how you like them, but they're typically too basic to be of any use, really, and you're better off with any of the options we gave you.
Be sure to let us know, Nolan. All of our show notes are for you there at intotomorrow.com.